producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your calls on medical marijuana. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Thank you for holding, Lauren. Go ahead.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. I've got a couple of points, but I just want to let you know I was a drug rep, and I sold for the sister company of Roxanne Labs, which makes Marinol. So, again, here are men trying to copy what God already made. But the first point, the gentleman that was on was exactly right about the decriminalization of marijuana, not legalizing it. It's like decriminalizing a tomato. God made the men. He made them with cannabinoid receptors, CB1 and CB2. God made the plant for our use. God gave free will and 10 commandments to all men. He didn't make one man superior to another man, and that one man could lawfully make decisions for another man. So to attempt to rule another man is to make him your slave. That's not okay. First thing, federal government, through the Health and Human Services, holds a patent on cannabis right now. The title of the patent is Cannabinoids as Antioxidants and Neuroprotectants. So they know it's good for antioxidant, and they know it's good for neuroprotectant. They hold the patent. They just don't want you to be able to access that plant, the plant that could be used for food, clothing, shelter, fuel, nutrition. If you'd have perfect health, relaxation, with no murder, no suicide, and they know it. So, again, they're keeping us away from what works to give us what doesn't work. Second thing, that gentleman was from Texas, and Al Addisk had, you remember Al Addisk? Alex interviews him. He was the guy in the Utopia Silver case. That case was thrown out of Texas court because as Al read through the statute, he realized they were charging him and they were applying a statute that applied to man or other animals. He made the case to the judge. He wasn't a beast man. He was a child of the living God and superior to any rules created by men. So they threw the case out. So it really does matter. Alex was getting into this the other day, the war between Satan and God. People need to remember, God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to limit the maids and the butlers of the club, not to rule us as the free kings of this nation. And then finally, the solution. It's the same solution for marijuana as it is for the vaccines. They're using parens patriae, which is, that's what they're using for the federal adult, the National Adult Immunization Plan. They're saying, if you're not smart enough to figure out how we're doing this to you, we're going to keep doing it. If you look at the back of a U.S. passport application, or actually it's the front, it's second paragraph, who gets a U.S. passport? Two types of citizens, a U.S. citizen and a non-citizen national. That non-citizen national is not a corporate U.S. slave. That's the free king. And he is not under the rules, codes, regulations, and statutes of the corporation. The little C, and I know you guys talk about this, but it makes a difference there, and it's right on the passport application. So I hope people will really take this into account and understand that the first commandment is have no other gods before me. You can make all the excuses you want for why you're not obeying God and why you're obeying men, because I'm scared, because they'll put me in jail, because whatever. But in the end, you have to answer for it. So the right to be free is yours. Do a little investigation. I would love to talk to you if I could leave my number and give you the hard evidence for what I'm telling you. I've tried to get a hold of you, but
sure,
it's kind of tough.
Go ahead and give your information. Excellent call, excellent points. And as you point out, they have a patent on marijuana. They know that it is effective. But, of course, the war on drugs serves the interest of government. It serves the interest of the globalist UN. That's why they operate both sides of it. We're growing the heroin at record amounts in Afghanistan, record crops that the American government is overseeing. And, of course, we all know about the crack cocaine that was being brought into the United States to support their illegal operations. It's a very effective program for them. They're running both sides of it. Really quickly, we don't have but just about 20 seconds. Let's go to Damien in Canada. Damien.
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Good. Tell us real quickly. We're just about out of time.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. The war on drugs is a fraud. We got our sisters, we got our brothers overseas fighting, dying, trying their hardest to protect us over a fake enslavement ideal that there's a terrorist out there.
Absolutely.
Here they are fighting. and bring back this opium across the border?
We're out of time. Thank you so much. Absolutely correct. Sorry to the other callers. We don't have time to get to you tonight. 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, the nightly news. Join us then.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This Thursday, March 12, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be hosting the show today. I have Paul Joseph Watson joining me in just a couple of moments to talk about the developments in Ferguson. Of course, there's been several major developments just within the last 24 hours. We learned first yesterday that the Ferguson police chief resigned. I heard this as I was going home last night on NPR, BBC. It was big news everywhere. Now, a lot of them in the mainstream media were spinning this as the fact that he was being forced out of office because of racial bias in his department. That's the way the BBC reported it. But then they go on to say in their article that the report that was released by the Justice Department last week detailed how Ferguson officials used the city's police and court system to generate revenue. Now, what were they doing with that? Of course, it was using it to generate traffic tickets. This is another report from newspaper.com that points out the Justice Department report called into question the predatory tactics of traffic police and municipal court in Ferguson, Missouri. They said they decided on money to clear the bench. They shut down the court and they put another judge from a court of appeals in place. So they basically shut down the court in Ferguson as well as the police chief. And why did they do it? Because of predatory traffic practices. We're going to be talking to the National Motorist Association Vice President later in the show, and we're going to talk to him about these predatory traffic practices. They help people to fight them. They offer you advice, even for their members, not only give them advice on how to fight the traffic ticket, but if you lose in court, they will even pay your fine and your court costs because they want people to stand up against these illegal actions. We've seen over and over again the quota systems and the emphasis of the police to do this as revenue, and it violates state and federal law. Most states have a violation against that. Of course, it is a violation of federal law. As they say here, the Justice Department concluded that they did unconstitutional traffic stops. Now, there was a racial bias as part of that traffic stop, but understand that this is like getting Al Capone not on alcohol prohibition, but on income tax evasion. They got him because of the traffic stops that they're doing to you as well. And so we're going to be talking to him. Also, of course, the war on drugs has been a major emphasis in taking our civil liberties, especially on the highways. We're going to be talking to a Texas representative later in the show, David Simpson, and he's going to talk about a bill that he introduced that would essentially remove marijuana from all of the Texas legal code, treating it, as he said, like tomatoes or jalapenos. The interesting thing, I think, also about David Simpson's bill is that he comes at it from a Christian perspective. And if you're not a Christian, you still need to hear this because you need to be able to convince the Christians who are the biggest cheerleaders and applauders for the war on drugs for using the hammer of force to try to change people. And guess what? That hasn't worked for 40 years. We still have the same drug problems and we got many other drug problems. But joining me now is Paul Joseph Watson. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, David. Good to be back.
I wanted to talk to you today. We've got this article up about the Ferguson supporters celebrating the shooting of the police officers. Before I get your comments on that, of course, there's also a video of New York protesters celebrating the shooting of police. I want to play this clip that we had last from USA Today talking about the police chief resigning. Let's play that clip.
The city of Ferguson and Police Chief Thomas Jackson have agreed to a mutual separation, which involves the police chief's resignation from the city of Ferguson. The chief's resignation is effective March 19, 2015. This was a mutual decision, both by the chief of police and the city's administration. Chief Jackson will receive a severance payment with health insurance for 1 year. Lieutenant Colonel Al Eichhoff will assume the duties as acting chief of police effective Thursday, March 19, 2015. In addition to our search for a new city manager, we will also begin conducting a nationwide search for a new police chief. As you are aware, 1 week ago today, the city of Ferguson received its final report from the Department of Justice. The city has been committed to and will continue to be committed to addressing each item outlined in the report. It is the City Council's goal to continue to be transparent as we strive to once again become a vibrant and diverse community. On a final note, I would like to say this to Ferguson residents, business owners, and to the entire country. The City of Ferguson looks to become an example of how a community can move forward in the face of adversity. We are committed to keeping our police department and having one that exhibits the highest degree of professionalism and fairness.
Well, there we go. Now, what was not said there was that they were operating not on protecting the rights of the accused, but on maximizing revenue. That was the report from the Department of Justice that got him to resign, that also shut down the court. But then shortly after that, after we learned that that had happened, there was a shooting of two police officers. Let's go to that video. This is raw video here that's taken on the street. This is a handheld camera for those of you who are...
Okay, that was just gun. and now cops have guns drawn.
Okay, let's go to Paul and get his reaction. Paul, of course, you've been looking at the reaction to a lot of Ferguson protesters. One of the things that I think is interesting about this, and I want to get your take on it, of course, they were winning. They had gotten the police chief removed. They'd gotten the court shut down. It looks like they're also going to get the police department shut down in Ferguson because of these practices that were not only racially biased, but were illegal, trying to maximize revenue. And we see that everywhere in America. You don't know about that yet because you haven't been here enough, but where they basically use the police primarily as revenue enhancement. We saw that happen in New York as they shut down in protest of the mayor there. But there were reports last night that the shots did not come from the crowd. First, the police spokesman said that he thought that the shots had come from the crowd, but protesters at the scene and on social media said they thought that the shots were from farther away on top of a hill. What do you think about that? I mean, it could be an agent provocateur trying to keep things going as a racial division, as a protest against the police, just as things would start to wind down.
Well, certainly the NYPD murders were motivated as a revenge killing in response to the Michael Brown verdict. We're not sure about who exactly is responsible for the shooting. But what you were talking about earlier is key, because we know that there's a genuine problem with police as predatory forces across the entire country, whether that be revenue generation or police brutality, which targets everybody. Yet what has happened with this Black Lives Matter protest movement and this Ferguson movement is it's discredited legitimate opposition to the real problem of police brutality. And we can see that again in the reaction to the shooting last night. Again, very few details have emerged about it. But even in that very video clip that you just played, seconds after this shooting, somebody's heard to say, a protester is heard to say, acknowledgement 9 months ago would have kept that from happening.
Mm.
You know, acknowledgement of what? The fact that Michael Brown had just robbed a convenience store. He went out, tried to grab Officer Wilson's gun, punched him in the face, charged him. And now even the, you know, Holder Justice Department came out this month and said that the eyewitnesses who said that Michael Brown had his hands up were basically lying. There's no evidence to suggest that. There's no evidence from the autopsy reports, from the forensics to suggest that. So we've had this entire narrative based around this hands up, don't shoot myth, which has been completely fabricated. And this has been used as this divide and conquer method, as you said, turn the majority of Americans away from opposing police brutality.
Exactly.
Because they've pigeonholed it into this racial issue.
Yeah.
They pick cases like Antonio Martin, the guy that aimed a gun at an officer's head, and that became the big cause célèbre about police brutality. When you have cases like Kelly Thomas, you know, the other homeless guy who got shot, real genuine cases of police brutality that don't get sustained months-long media attention. And that's because a lot of these protest groups, these Black Lives Matter groups, social justice warriors, they're not about genuinely opposing police brutality. They're being steered. This is not a grassroots movement. George Soros, $33 million sent to these Black Lives Matter Ferguson groups over the past year, according to tax records analyzed by the Washington Times. So they keep the story alive in the social media echo chamber through this giant funding, through media cover, you know, Time Magazine in defense of rioting as majority black-owned businesses were being burned down in Ferguson. Time Magazine comes out and venerates the looters and the rioters. You know, and they don't give you the wider context behind these individual shootings, Antonio Martin, Michael Brown, you name it. So we're all being manipulated into, you know, being at each other's throats. We're disavowing the facts behind each individual case, and this is being used to discredit opposition to police brutality. So then the polls come out, and you see that the majority of Americans side with the police, because you get incidents like the NYPD murders where these Black Lives Matter protesters are stood there clapping and applauding the murders. And we've seen it again. I mean, you can see in my article, you know, dozens of tweets from Ferguson supporters justifying and even celebrating the shooting of these two officers who were seriously injured and could have died.
Absolutely, Paul. And just as you pointed out, there's so many legitimate cases of innocent people, clearly innocent people, that we could talk about, yet they focus on this one. And that's one of the things that makes me wonder whether this really was shot from a distance. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson talking about the protesters celebrating the shooting.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Joining us from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We've just been talking about the shooting of two police officers, the reaction on social media, as well as we're going to show you in just a moment a clip of some New York protesters celebrating the fact that the police were shot. And as Paul pointed out in the last segment, there are so many cases of police brutality across the country. people being brutalized, people being killed by the police who are clearly innocent, and yet they focus on Ferguson, where it's very ambiguous, where now even the Justice Department looked at it and did not force the police chief to resign because of what happened to Michael Brown, but they forced him to resign because they were using the police department and the court system, and the court system is gone as well. They removed the judge, but the police and the judge were focused on revenue collection, and they were violating people's civil rights, everyone's civil rights. And most of the people that are getting their civil rights violated were black. Most of the people in Ferguson were black. But this is happening everywhere. The common problems that we have across this country with the police out of control, not protecting our safety, not protecting the safety of the citizens, but coming after them to collect revenue is against state and federal law. We're going to be talking to someone from the National Association of the National Motorist Association, the NMA. He's going to talk about how they're trying to encourage people to stand up for their rights in court, and they basically will pay for your ticket if you fight and lose. They will help you to fight that ticket, to stand up for your rights. But, Paul, when I look at this, and we've seen how they've used Ferguson and how they've ignored so many of these, I mean, every day we see so many reports coming across, we just can't even cover a fraction of these reports, and yet they focus on the ones that have the potential to divide us racially and to discredit the protest against police brutality, which makes me wonder if this itself is not some kind of an agent provocateur attack against these police, or if it's not some kind of a false flag. What do you think?
I don't think they need to carry out a false flag, because there are so many lunatics out there who are willing to do this. I mean, just look at the article, which is at the top of Drudge now, actually. Ferguson supporters celebrate shooting of police officers. A series of tweets. Quote, Clark, Chief Jackson steps down and two pigs get shot. Best day Ferguson has had in years. Quote, I'm glad two pigs wounded in Ferguson. Quote, kill the pigs. Quote, serves those two pigs right. I hope organized public militancy continues. So you have all these people. We have the NYPD murders, which were motivated as a revenge attack for Ferguson. Now that's acknowledged. And then we have this video footage out of New York from back at the end of last year, which we're going to play, in which these Ferguson protesters chant for dead cops. So they have to bear at least some of the responsibility for people shooting at cops when the protest movement itself calls for dead cops. So we've got that clip.
They've been very successful at building that racial division. Let's play that clip from New York. Closer, you can hear a little bit better. Okay, we get the idea. Your comments, Paul?
Yeah, so that was at the end of last year, chanting, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want it now? So they have to bear some responsibility for these kind of shootings. That was before the NYPD murders. Now we have another two shootings last night. So you cannot legitimize shooting at cops by claiming, you know, police brutality in these kind of ambiguous incidents. We had another one a couple of weeks ago in Skid Row where this convicted bank robber tries to grab a cop's gun and ends up getting shot. And again, for days there was this whole social justice warrior freakout about racist police targeting black people, even though one of the cops in the incident was black. And, you know, if you try and grab a police officer's firearm, the consequences aren't normally going to turn out too well. And then we had Antonio Martin, you know, aimed a gun at a police officer's head and was shot dead. For days after that, there was a big social justice warrior movement. And yet there are real cases, as we said, where people, innocent people who don't do anything violent, barely even resist, get pummeled, get killed by cops, Kelly Thomas being the prime example. So they seize upon these cases, and then the whole narrative, the whole debate becomes around cops versus black people, when violence itself within the black community is rife for a number of different factors, which we can get into.
It stops any chance that we have.
By the mainstream media.
That's right. It stops any chance that we have of trying to get reform. Call us with your comments at 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Get our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining me from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We've been talking about the shooting in Ferguson. What's behind that, of course, is to try to create division, racial division, not to address police brutality. As a matter of fact, it discredits the protests against police brutality. We're going to go to your calls. We've had a couple of people already call in. Primarily, I'd like to get your comments on Ferguson. We can take some other calls on some other issues. That number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Before I go back to Paul, I just want to let you know that we have a sale at InfoWarsLife.com, an unprecedented discount of 30% off of DNA Force. Normally, competitors price this at 2 to 3 times the price that we charge, some charging up to $600 for similar formulas. Right now, you can get DNA Force 30% off. That's under $100 for the first time ever, and you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. That supports our operation, and it supports your body. It's a win-win situation. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, you wanted to talk about the Ferguson shooting. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. I distinctly remember around the beginning of the year, I was listening to a radio station in San Antonio, Texas, WOAI, and I heard a news reporter say, a news announcer, he said, there's a new civil war in America. It's the people against the police. So I think there's no doubt that it's on the agenda of the establishment, of the White House. They want a civil war between the people and the police, and they kind of kept it quiet, kept it kind of low-key during the winter when everybody was busy trying to survive the cold, and now that it's getting warmer, and people are, you know, able to go out in the streets more, I think they're trying to ramp it up and get it going again.
I would agree with you. I think you would, too, wouldn't you, Paul?
Yeah, this is the point that I've made over and over again. The elite know that that unrest is coming. About 6 months ago, the CFR came out with an article called The American Distemper. You know, we've had Brzezinski saying for years there's this huge uprising coming. We've got the elite, the wealthy, buying property in remote locations in New Zealand because they're afraid of civil unrest and Ferguson-style riots. So they know all that's coming, which is why they're trying to get ahead of it with these Soros groups and hijack it and steer it, which is why Obama labeled these grievances against the Wilson case, quote, legitimate and understandable, even after the grand jury case had found the claims of the Black Lives Matter protesters to be based on completely fraudulent foundations. So they're aware that this general uprising is coming. You know, trust in government is at record lows, all the polls show. So they need to hijack that, steer and divert it, and that's part of what we see going on in Ferguson.
Absolutely. And as you pointed out, you were the ones that wanted to discover the massive stockpiling of ammunition, hollow point bullets, not for target practice. Hollow point bullets have been, they're very expensive. You don't use those for target practice. You don't use them in the military. They've been banned by the Geneva Convention. You only use those against your own citizens. And, of course, also the MRAP program that is prepositioning military equipment throughout the police departments across the country. Let's go to Charles in Texas. Charles.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you for everything that all of you guys do, and as well as everybody, as well as all the listeners.
I just wanted to
make a couple of points about Ferguson. You know, it's obvious to me that it's just falling under the same divide and conquer kind of plan, especially when you look at it from the standpoint of, like from the AR-15 rounds recently trying to get banned, and as well as the overall fight that they're trying to, like, do the gun control by taking our ammunition away. I think that they are just falling completely under the whole divide and conquer you know, construct, if you want to put it that way. As well as, and if it's not a false flag, I truly believe that the citizens or the protesters are just falling right into the hands of the globalists.
Yes, yes. Either it's a false flag, or maybe, as Paul said, they don't need it after months and months of this narrative. Thank you, Charles. Let's go to Brandon in Georgia. Brandon, you also wanted to talk about the ammo ban that we've just seen try to be imposed. Go ahead.
Hey, David. I wanted to get your opinion on the ammo being pushed back and if it's just a trial run to sort of put people in a panic like after Aurora and Sandy Hook. And I also wanted to ask you, do you think that this shooting in Ferguson is just a false flag or if it's just an attempt for the Soros groups to get people all rounded up to cause even more mayhem than we saw after the grand jury decision on Michael Brown?
Well, as far as the ammo ban goes, we have an article up on Infowars.com today. The real reason the ATF is backing down from green tip ammo ban, and of course he points out that the most effective way to encroach on our rights is to go big. And so he believes that, as we've seen, and we've seen this strategy before, he believes that they're going to come in with some onerous, outrageous legislation that's going to inspire outrage and then do that in a way that they can offer a compromise. But, of course, that compromise is going to come with further encroachments and infringements on the Second Amendment. And we've seen that strategy work successfully in the United States time and time again. In the early days of the NSA, decades ago, they were partners with the government with that. They were more than willing to compromise our rights. You can never compromise your fundamental rights. They are not negotiable. And we need to understand that. And I believe the current leadership of the NRA understands that as well. Certainly organizations like Gun Owners of America understands that. But I think the NRA understands that now. And, of course, Paul, what he was talking about in terms of the racial divide and conquer, that's what you've been talking about this whole segment, what we've been talking about since this happened in Ferguson. It was very clear they were picking ambiguous cases, perhaps cases where the police were justified, and using that to shut down a pushback against police brutality. That's precisely what they've done here in Ferguson. Even the Justice Department didn't find anything wrong with the Michael Brown shooting. They came after these guys and shut them down because they were illegally using the police department and the court system for revenue collection.
Well, David, I mean, compare the media's reaction to the Black Lives Matter protesters, you know, upholding and venerating them, Time Magazine in defense of rioting, to the media's reaction to the Bundy Ranch protesters.
Yes.
Completely vilified them for months. So that shows you right there where their interest lies. On the ammo, one of the first things that Obama said, and this leaked in the Washington Post when he got into office, is that he would try and attack the Second Amendment, quote, under the radar. So he's going to be very sneaky about it. If you read the ATF's actual statement, you know, falling back on this bullet ban, they didn't say they would relinquish it altogether. They said they, for now, they'll leave it, and they're just going to come back and try it again.
Absolutely,
through
some
different kind of regulatory framework. So it's not done by any stretch of the imagination.
But we have had a victory, and we do need to celebrate that victory. And we need to take from that the fact that if we stand up to them, there was 80,000 people left to comment at the ATF. They had 200 congressmen write them. They had over 50 senators write them. The bottom line is there was massive opposition to it. They shut down the comment period 5 days early and said, we're going to go back and take a look at this. And, of course, they are going to come back. And when they talk about doing this under the radar, Paul, they're going to come after the ammunition. They've tried for decades to take away our guns by banning individual guns. And what happens is one of two things is going to happen. People will go in and make minor modifications to the guns so that they're no longer illegal, or they'll have to go door to door to confiscate these guns. Now they've gotten smarter. They're going after the ammunition. That's the way they're going to do gun control, because it's not, the Second Amendment is not about guns. It's not about any particular gun. It's not about muzzle loaders. It's about the right to keep and bear arms. That means guns, pistols, rifles. That means the bullets that you shoot out of them. That means swords and knives if necessary. It's a way to protect yourself, a right of self-defense that we get from God that's recognized in the Constitution. Let's go to Mike in Ferguson. Mike in Michigan about Ferguson. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, David. Hey. Yeah, I just have one comment about this. It strikes me kind of funny that they had the shooting down there last night in Ferguson. And then, ATF has shelved us about this. I was just kind of wondering what kind of ammo they're using to shoot.
Yeah, exactly. Officers. At the same time, they're trying to push this ammunition ban, saying these are cop killers. Now we have a couple of cops get killed. I haven't heard anything about that. Have you heard anything about that, Paul? I don't think they've had that kind of specificity yet.
There's no information on the bullets used. The fact that they were injured and not killed probably suggests that it wasn't armor-piercing or anything, but we don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't even know with certainty, because there's been conflicting reports, whether the shots came from the crowd or where they came from a distance over a hill. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Nick in Missouri. Nick, are you close to Ferguson?
Yeah, I'm
Hello, Nick. Okay, let's go to Christina in Colorado. Go ahead, Christina.
Well, until we get our president, first of all, straightened out with all of his so-called rules, we're not going to get America to back everything that needs to be backed up. Our country is going to hell because we have a lousy president, and plus, he's trying to stop us from doing anything. Anything. And that is a no-no as far as American people are concerned. We have rights from God Almighty. I'm sick of this president and all of his actions of doing what he wants to do. You know, our government, our right says when a government no longer rules as they should, it's time to get the hell out of it.
Well, absolutely. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. It says that we create governments to protect our rights, and when those governments destroy our rights, we have the right and the duty to alter or abolish that government. I think it was interesting that when the FBI came against Barrett Brown, as we interviewed him last week, one of the things they did was they confiscated his Declaration of Independence, and they said, you've got that. That shows that you're a radical. Well, what they did was they eventually gave that back to him. They wanted to keep that as part of the plea bargaining, and the judge says, no, I think you should give him back his Declaration of Independence. He said he didn't want to report it because most of his liberal friends in the Huffington Post and Slate that follow him wouldn't believe that the government would do that. Of course, he understood that they would. But they eventually gave that back to him. But you know what? They kept his rights. And when you're talking about Obama acting as an executive dictator, there's a story today from Lindsey Graham, and I want people to think about what Lindsey Graham just said about running for president, and understand if you're a liberal Democrat who supports Obama's executive orders and his dictatorial mandates and his arrogance saying, I don't care what Congress wants, I don't care what the process is. I mean, 20-some-odd times he said he did not have authority to do the things that he's doing with amnesty. And then he comes back and he tells him later, I changed the law for you. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. It's not legal. But this is what you're going to wind up with if you support that because you are so into being a member of the Democrat Party or you bought into this political division. You're going to get a president that's going to be like Lindsey Graham, where he says, as president, I would deploy the military against Congress. Yeah. And you know what? He probably wouldn't give him a lawyer either. That's like reason number 975 why Lindsey Graham shouldn't be a senator, especially not a president. What do you think about Lindsey Graham?
Well, David, imagine if there was a right winger who was stockpiling ammo, mm-hmm. threatening to overthrow the Democratic Republic of the United States, threatening to overthrow the government, who had met with leaders of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which is what Lindsey Graham has done. He met with Syrian rebels that went on to join Al-Qaeda. He met with Belhaj in Libya, leader of the LIFG, who went on to become the leader of ISIS in Libya. So here's a guy who's met with terrorists, is threatening to overthrow the government, and he's in Congress. He should be in jail.
Absolutely. Let's go to Anthony in Kentucky. Anthony, you want to talk about racial division?
Yeah, well, basically, my point that I wanted to make was this whole push for like a violent revolution. A lot of these folks that are pushing for this are only reading, you know, inflammatory headlines. A lot of times they're not even going into the article that I'm seeing, let alone, you know, checking the sources to see, you know, whether or not that article is just trying to, you know, play on your emotions. You know, and in some cases, you know, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, really heartfelt, you know, rhetoric comes from these people, but a lot of it is, you know, it's not directed in the right spots, or it's basically just coming off, you know, angry and foolish, you know, seeking for blood of these cops and stuff. And a lot of them, they don't realize that a lot of these cops are actually, you know, they're good guys too. They're on our side with a lot of this stuff. And basically, you know, if a violent revolution does kick off, a lot of these same people that are advocating for this are going to quickly realize that, you know, we're not living in a Hollywood blockbuster movie, and this is going to be real blood spilled. This is going to be real violence. This is going to be a real problem. And, you guys know, anybody that's listened to this, show long enough, knows that everything is in place, for them to put this country on lockdown. And I mean,
absolutely. I understand, you know, to paraphrase Kennedy, if you make peaceful change impossible, you make violent change inevitable. I understand that. I understand the frustration from people who have been profiled, black people who have been unfairly treated, especially in the war on drugs. I also understand the anger on the right about how we've got these people who swear to uphold the Constitution and are violating on a regular basis. But we have to understand that just like we can't build a nation abroad by going in and trying to impose democracy on people, it's something that has to grow up organically in our hearts, in our minds. That's why it's primarily an information war. And if we try to start some kind of a violent revolution, whether it's for racism or whether it's for even supporting a return to the Constitution, that is going to backfire severely. That's going to set it back, just as we see the efforts to stop police brutality being set back by these actions in Ferguson. Paul?
Yeah, to what the caller was saying originally about people not reading into these articles, just seeing these inflammatory headlines, There was another police shooting in Wisconsin recently, and all the headlines, you know, CBS, ABC, CNN, white police officer shoots black teen, unarmed black teen. You actually read into the article, he was beating the cop around the head repeatedly. So they remove the context, they remove the justification to push this race war narrative. We see it again and again, and it's being funded by George Soros to the tune of $33 million over the past year. All of that context is stripped out, which is why people are being misled in this whole movement.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul, for providing us with the context. And, of course, we're going to continue with your calls here. Let's go to Denise in FEMA 6. Go ahead, Denise.
Hey, thanks to InfoWars. I appreciate all you and the staff. And I just want to say I am so disgusted that people are cheering about the police being killed. That is so wrong. You know, Martin Luther King would be turning in his grave. He is was a peaceful man. And I think that's why they got rid of him.
And yes. Yes, they don't want peaceful change.
I mean, people are more worried about a criminal. A criminal. This man was a criminal. He was not some innocent person, bystander, getting shot by police. No. He was a criminal. Why do these people in Ferguson do not understand this? And I understand there is some police brutality, but get to the real police brutality, where police are shooting kids with pipe guns. Now, that's what
I agree. Think. We're out of time. Thank you for calling us, Denise, and thank you, Paul, for your perspective on this.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be joined in the next hour by a representative from the National Motorist Association. And it's important for us to remember that what took down the Ferguson sheriff, what took down the corrupt judge that was running the court there, was them using the courts and the police department unconstitutionally, violating also the state laws, using them as revenue collection, and basically running a kangaroo court. That's what they took them down for. In the same way that Al Capone didn't get taken down for violating alcohol prohibition, he got taken down because of the tax issues. We need to understand that you can reform the system by addressing some fundamental injustices, and the way we have been treated for my entire life in this country on the highways is an outrage, and it's illegal. And so we're going to talk to the National Motorist Association. What can you do to make driving not only just a better experience, the way that taxes are allocated? We have some real issues that are coming down the road with police surveillance. It's going to really ramp up. It's going to be much worse even after they get rid of the police on the road. Once they make your car the snitch, it's going to get very difficult. So we're going to talk to them in the next segment. But of course, using a quota system is something that is going on rampantly throughout police departments all over this country, not just in Ferguson. We're going to talk about some of that with them, but I want to play this clip, and then I'll get back to your calls here. In Michigan, we have a Michigan sheriff officer admitting to breaking federal state law as he's addressing the commissioners, the county commissioners, and then they pass a resolution that endorses him breaking state and federal laws. Let's play that clip real quickly.
He is not responsible for taking any complaints. His responsibility is strictly traffic.
Okay.
And I
that clears that up.
With me, I'm a numbers guy, so I know you're not allowed to do it by federal law and state law, but I do put stipulations on the numbers I want to see by the end of their shift. And we have in the past, the guys can't perform numbers that have been removed from all overtime for that particular grant for the remainder of the year. So.
Good. That clears that up. Thank you.
So he's standing there talking to the county commissioners.
Yeah. Officers on their past days can sign up for these extra overtime patrols. So that does make it nice. Doesn't tie up the normal road patrol.
Commissioner Doerr was a chief in Fremont when we had the last two grants there. And he can tell you how they work and how they...
Yeah, but I'd rather you did it, so...
Yeah. I'd rather you did it.
Any questions or comments?
Okay, that's enough of that. That's an article that's from the Free Thought Project, and of course they point out that not only does he admit to breaking the law, but after he does so, they laugh. They say, we'd rather you do it. The commissioners vote to enact as measure to break the law. And here's the Michigan Vehicle Code. It says, a police officer shall not be required to issue a predetermined or specified number of citations or ordinances substantially corresponding provisions of this act. In other words, you're not going to have quotas. They know what the law is. They break the law anyway. And we need to stand together and fight them. And that's what the National Motorist Association is encouraging people to do. Let's go back to your calls. We have a little bit of time to take them before we get to our guests. Let's go to Jeff in Tennessee. Jeff?
Hi, David.
Good to talk to you.
David. I used your air yesterday. I was trying to make a point on the green tip ammo, and I cut myself off. Doesn't it seem like it's set up? It's almost like Fast and the Furious on a domestic level. You may know this better than I do, but I don't know of any 308 or 300 mag or 30-06 green tip ammo on the market. It may be, but I haven't seen it. How come it's just 223? And how come, you know, it's almost like put out there so that if somebody does take it and shoot up a bunch of cops, then we're going to come after the ammo and the gun. And if nobody does it, then we'll ban it because they shouldn't have had it to begin with.
Well, they're trying to set up a framework, Jeff, and they're trying to pretend that they've got some objective standard saying that it's a cop-killing bullet that pierces soft armor. Using that, they will ban pretty much most of the rifle ammunition. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.